Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. I'm just letting everybody know I'm still have a sinus infection, week number 3, and without checking on a cough drop, and I'll probably mute myself tonight by accident because I'm trying not to cough on the air because that's really, really tacky. Tonight we have Rose here.
Hi.
And we have Anna here.
Hello.
There she is. Okay, follow us. I wasn't sure if you still had us on mute.
Well, there's a good possibility. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Someone's got to do it. Follow us on the blog, davidabdul.com. There you can sign up for e-newsletter, and you can join our Google Plus page. Facebook, Diva Days, that's our friend page, and the fan page is Diva Days for Lives. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can also follow us, and on iTunes, you can subscribe to our iTunes page. So I wanted to, before we do the day stuff, I wanted to talk about our friend Kenneth, because we're allowed to talk about Kenneth now.
Yes.
Our caller Kenneth Gaddy, who's the big Sean Douglas Vargas fan, he will appear on American Idol this Wednesday, and he's in the beginning, so I put up a blog about it.
I've already got my DVR set.
Oh, if you can make a clip, that'd be awesome. I'll have to put that on the blog. Yeah, so you can, so the blog, I had information down, and you can follow Kenneth on Twitter at KBSoul365. So I'll go over there and tweet him some support. He's on the Utah episode. So we're all excited. I can't wait to see him. I've seen a clip of him singing, and he is just absolutely amazing.
Aww. So, he's a great guy.
So many people have said his voice is to die for, so I can't wait till Wednesday.
Well, he's got a lot of soul, no doubt. I mean, he's just
heart
something
and
else.
Soul.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, and we're hoping to interview Ken too sometime, talk about his experience in American Idol.
Yeah.
So. And he can't tell us if he made it or not yet, so.
Yeah. So, I don't know if he's going to have to dodge questions, but that's the way it goes. Anna, do you want to give everybody a Mark Hapka update?
Let's see. Well, I know he's going to be starring in a new show. Is it The Parallels? The Parallel? Is that right?
Yes, it's Parallels. Mm-hmm.
Parallels. Yeah. I honestly don't know much about it, but we're very happy and excited for him to have a new role, and for us to be able to see him on screen. And, of course, since he's, you know, related to our wonderful Amy and Bob Hapka, we're extra excited for them as well. And so, yeah, so I don't know. I'm not sure when he starts airing. I honestly don't know much about it, but I'm just excited that we just got the news about that. So do you have any specifics on it?
Oh, I know.
There's information on the blog, isn't there?
Yeah, it's on the blog.
I've seen it on the blog, but I couldn't remember the exact details.
Yeah, he's the lead, and he's a mixed martial arts fighter.
Oh.
And it sounds like he has some family issues, and there's something in there about his sister. And they jump back and forth in parallel universes.
Oh, how cool. And what network
is
it on?
Really cool. You know, it did not say, but I think it said Fox was producing it, though. I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need to watch for that then. That's very cool.
Yeah.
I always liked him. I always liked him as Nate Horton on Days of Our Lives. So very cool. Excited for all the Hapkas. That's great. So it'll be nice to see him back on screen.
Patrick Muldoon has a new thing going too, doesn't he?
I'm sorry, I didn't even catch the name.
Patrick Muldoon has a new thing going too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he was just tweeting that he's in a movie. And he was just tweeting a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, with the co-star from Starship Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Muldoon and Patrick, you can go look at his tweet. Yeah, he just tweeted he's doing a movie with some of his friends. Sounds like Pat's producing his own movies now. So
oh,
that's cool. Really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He promised no aliens or spiders this time, too.
Oh, that's cool. He should call in and tell us about it sometime. Tell us about his adventures on the new show. And also, we forgot to pimp at Bob Hapka, since we mentioned the Hapkas, and at Amy Hapka on Twitter, and at Mark, I think it's at Mark Hapka, right? Haven't tweeted to Mark in a while, but find all the Hapkas on Twitter. They're awesome peeps, and wow, so it's nice to hear if everyone has some new projects going on. Well, and then there's some big news about who's leaving.
Big news there.
So
okay, go ahead, Anna. We're going to talk about it.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, I'm sure everybody who's listening to this podcast already knows, but, you know, Ally Sweeney leaving after 21 years on the show. Very sad. I'm happy for her, but sad for the show, sad for the fans. I don't know what Salem would be like without Sammy, to be honest. Kind of like one of those It's a Wonderful Life things, like if you take Sammy out of the equation, I don't know. It's kind of tricky. I don't know what to think, but... anyway, I guess she's going to air through October, it sounds like.
From what I read, Soap Opera Digest is saying that she's going to film through May, according to her interview. It's in the newest edition of Soap Opera Digest. She did an interview with them. And evidently she's going to film in May, will be her last days. And last I heard, they were 4 months ahead, so that would put her into September, not October. I don't know when her last air date will be, though, but it's sometime between September and October. She said on Ellen she was going to air throughout the whole entire year, so I don't know if she's going to do a bunch of episodes before she leaves in May. She said on Ellen, I watched the Ellen interview, she said that she was going to air all the way through the whole year. So,
yeah, that's what I thought, too.
So we don't have a last air date, but our last film date will be in May.
Wow. This is a huge, huge loss of the show. I mean, we kind of got bittersweet news one day and great news the next with Days being renewed for another 2 years. So that's cool. But it was kind of bittersweet considering, you know, Ally, who's been on for so many years, is leaving. And so, it'll be interesting
to see how she's such a busy mom, though, and it's good to know that she's going to be able to spend more time with her kids.
Yeah, and I mean, she's coming out with her second novel, she mentioned on Ellen, and she's got so many talents, so many things going for her. I'm assuming she's going to keep doing Biggest Loser for however long they air. And then, I'm sure she's got some other, projects in the offing. She strikes me as a type that's not going to slow down necessarily, but maybe she's just sort of reprioritizing right now while her kids are young, that maybe put her efforts behind a couple different projects and maybe not spread herself so thin. Good for her. I mean, she's a very talented girl, and most of us have grown up watching her as she's grown up. And I'm sure that, good things are ahead for her, and sad for us as fans, but hopefully they'll give her a good send-off, or they'll make it so that she can come back. You know, it'd be nice if she could come back every so often at least. And
on Ellen, she was saying that she hopes they send Sammy out with a big bang.
Yeah, but not literally. We don't want her shot.
Not literally. No, we don't want her shot. But she wanted to, she wanted something big, you know.
Yeah, so. That would be fun. Yeah. So, yeah, so it's going to be sad. I don't know. I mean, we've all speculated about, I mean, I just don't think they can recast that character. I just don't see it. I mean, she's such a pivotal character, though. I mean, when I heard, when we heard that Will, when Taylor Massey was leaving, I was like, they're going to have to recast that character because there's just too much going on in that household to not have Will there. The same with, kind of the same with Sammy, but she's owned that character for so long. I just don't know that anybody would accept somebody else.
22 years in January, Yeah,
you know.
At least with
so,
Will, this is the seventh Will. So, I mean.
Yeah. So,
but with Sammy, it's 22 years.
A little bit different. She's kind of iconic from that standpoint. You know, that character is hers. Now, is she the only one, aside from, like, little babies and stuff, is she the only Sammy that's played as far as beyond like a baby?
I believe so. I mean, there was babies that played the twins when Stefano stole them. But otherwise, she came in at what, 15 years old?
Yeah, I think.
15?
Yeah.
And I guess
they took her off for a year or something, somebody was saying, to she came back pregnant. I wasn't watching during that period.
When she was pregnant with her first child with Ben, 9 years ago, they took her off and wrote Stan in, remember?
No, I'm talking about Sammy. I thought they wrote Sammy out for a while and then she came back pregnant with Will. But I could be wrong. I mean, somebody was telling me that. I didn't watch during that period. I kinda skipped the night.
I don't know because she did the whole thing with Austin.
Yeah.
And there was a major storyline there getting pregnant with Will.
Know.
There was a major storyline because she was trying to say it was Austin's child.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
That's just what I had heard.
I have no idea.
Anyway, she's been on for a long time, 21 years. That's a long time to be on. And, you know, so good for her. Well, you know, I think we're all going to miss her, but good for her. What do you guys think of her brunette look?
She went darker. She went darker. You know, I don't know. Sydney and Johnny and the newest cast member for Will, they all have darker hair.
Yeah.
So it really kind of seems to fit better with her children.
Yeah.
The darker hair.
Mhm. Yeah.
It looks good. It's got nice highlights and it's
yeah.
Pretty.
I think it's pretty. I'll be honest. I didn't like the look on Ellen. I didn't like the look that she had on Ellen. But I do like, except for the beginning of the week scenes, I wasn't real fond of that look, but, I mean, I do like the darker look. You know, it's pretty.
You know, see, I loved her look on Ellen. I loved the hairstyle
see,
on Ellen.
I didn't like that at all.
I thought it was the cutest. But I did not like the hairstyle she wore to the baptism. It almost looked like they were dressing her down.
So, but of course,
she'd been up all night with Eric, you know, because Eric. Had, you know,
sure.
We haven't even gotten into the storyline yet, but
yeah.
You know, I guess it made sense that she'd been up all night, so she didn't look quite her best, but.
Yeah.
But I didn't like
that look at all. That was just an aside, but yeah. So that was big news. So then Dave's getting renewed for so Dave's and GH both got renewed. So that's good news. I mean, I think it's really good for daytime. I think they've hit their stride and they've come back stronger and better and leaner. And I think I'm just glad that our shows are the ones that have remained on the air, you know, and still producing great episodes. I'd say lately, the show's been really good. I mean, I think we've had a really good run here.
I've loved the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been really good. Honestly, since Kristen left, it's been pretty good. I mean,
it's
I hate to
good.
Say it because she just wasn't one of my favorite characters, obviously. I've been very vocal about that. But honestly, since she left, we've seen more of Kate. We've seen Cammy. We've had, you know, the whole, you know, we've got the new character that came in, Cheryl. Cheryl and Lucas are real cute together. I think they're, you know, hopefully they're going to take that somewhere. So, I mean, they've been some, and then just the whole Eric Cole thing and all. I mean, there's just a lot of good stuff going on right now.
And then they've got the new character. They've got the character returning. Teresa's sister is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They casted for that.
Eve? Is that what
Eve Donovan's
about?
Coming back
yeah.
to town in May.
I know. That was that a shocker or what, though? I mean, we
oh,
knew that
man.
They were casting for her because Charlotte Ross had tweeted a while back that she had meetings with the people, with the powers that be. So we knew they were in the process of casting that again, but...
Yeah, but can you imagine? Eve Donovan will make Teresa look like a saint.
Yeah, you know, I honestly was never that fond of that character, and I don't remember a lot about her, but I just always picture Charlotte Ross in that role. So it's going to be strange.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you,
yeah, yeah.
What do you guys
yeah,
think of Cassie? Is it DePaiva? DePaiva? I don't know how to pronounce
you know,
her name.
I love Cassie. She does a great job, and I'm sure she'll do wonderful at this, too. But I just don't see her as being Shane Donovan's daughter.
Yeah, that's a little bizarre.
I just can't. She seems too old, you know, visually, she seems too old to be Shane's daughter.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Mean, she's a very attractive lady, and she's very talented as an actress. And I think that's the part. I'm the same, though. I try not to get into the whole age thing because my favorite character gets beat up from time to time for that, even though she's absolutely gorgeous and awesome. There are a few small-minded people that don't like her dating younger men or whatever. But, you know, so I try not to go there. But I think what it is they just don't even look like they could be, like, related.
No.
I don't know. There's
they
just,
don't. They don't look like.
I don't know.
They don't look like they're both related to Shane Donovan. They just, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I don't know.
So, honestly, when I heard that Cassie was going to join the show, I was kind of hoping it'd be, like, Dr. Dan, I mean, if we're going to keep Dr. Dan around and he's going to keep being around, which it seems like he is, I was kind of hoping it'd be his not-so-dead wife, Rebecca. I thought that would be great.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Because,
yeah, that would have
been
cool.
I think Sean Christian and Cassie could have had some really good chemistry. And she kind of, I mean, she and Jennifer aren't a huge leap. I mean, you could kind of go, well, you know, I could see why he could be drawn to both of them or whatever.
But there's nothing saying that would
be an awesome storyline.
So
I was kind of surprised
Eve,
they
yeah.
went with her for Eve.
There's nothing saying that Eve can't be with Daniel, though.
Well, yeah, that's true, and that's very possible that they go that route. But I just thought that I've always thought that it would be fun to have Daniel's wife come back. I mean, since we never got to see her on screen, and since they seem to love Daniel and they have him on all the time, I thought that would provide some really good drama, you know, for her to come back. He thinks she's dead, been dead all these years. But anyway, that was not to be, so she's coming on as Eve. Carrie, what do you think? You haven't weighed in yet.
I'm disappointed.
Carrie, mute yourself.
Sure.
What?
No, can you hear me? Hey,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
here. I'm disappointed that Charlotte Ross isn't reprising the role. I guess VH1 wouldn't let her do it. I think they should have just waited. I didn't see what the big deal is. Especially with Cassie, of all people. I mean, you have a major soap star taking over the role. That kind of kills the chances of us ever getting Charlotte back. So I just thought they could have. And the thing is, too, is Cassie is only 6 years younger than Charles Shaughnessy. So that doesn't make much sense.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
that's what I was
saying. But remember when Lisa Rinna was like 7 years younger than Lauren Coslow and she was playing her daughter?
Right.
I mean, in soaps, that doesn't always make sense because, I mean, at least Lisa and Lauren kind of look like they could be related, you know.
I never really bought into Lisa Rinna's Billy being, she just didn't seem young enough to be Kate's daughter anyway.
Yeah, that was a little odd. Like, I love Julie, what was her name? Julie...
Pinson.
Oh,
Pinson.
Starts with a P? Pinson. Yeah.
Pinson.
I love Julie playing Billy. But anyway, sometimes it just doesn't add up, you know. But I think what it is the and it could be the Charles that we remember. I mean, because he's aged too, but he's aged really well.
Yeah, but he was
I think if you put them up to get against each other, they'd almost be better as romantic partners as opposed to father-daughter.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, he was just on screen not that long ago, and he comes back periodically with Teresa. So it's not like you can just forget instantly
and
that this is...
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's not that I have anything against the actress. I mean, she seems like a fine actress. I know of Blair. I've watched a few episodes here and there. So, I know enough about that character, I guess. But I don't know. I'm just kind of, I guess we'll just have to see how it plays out. But it's really tricky because I think so many of us just have Charlotte Ross on the brain when we think of Eve Donovan. That's just what we think of, you know. So I guess for Dave's fans, I'm sure for the fans that love her from One Life to Live, they'll be thrilled to death about it and, you know, thrilled to death to see her on screen again. I'm happy for her fans, you know. But I think it's for the Dave's fans that remember the other character and are Shane Donovan fans, I think that's going to be kind of harder for people to those people to accept, I think, maybe.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
If they have plans to bring Shane Donovan and Kimberly back on screen at any point in time to rein in their daughters, I mean, it just doesn't seem like it would work to me.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess to me it's kind of odd. Does anyone have any idea where the storyline is? Because, I mean, why are they bringing Eve Donovan back anyway? I'm kind of curious why that's...
Like
even...
I said, to make Teresa look like a saint, as my
Maybe
guess.
Maybe so.
Because Eve Donovan raised hell in Salem.
That's true.
So, you know, literally she makes Teresa's drug problem look like Teresa's just a saint. So I mean,
maybe that's
really,
what it
really, if she shows up, Teresa is going to get kudos at this point, you know, because Eve Donovan, and if they turn around and make Eve Donovan a really nice girl, who's turned her life around, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to buy that, but okay,
yeah.
They might do that too. They might bring her back to support her sister turning her life around. I did it.
Yeah.
You can do it too. But,
yeah.
But I mean, really, Eve Donovan should be coming back to raise holy hell and make Teresa look like a saint. So that,
I just hope it doesn't end up being that she's on all the time like Eileen Davidson was. I mean, because nothing against Eileen, she's a wonderful person, but, I mean, she was on seemingly every day practically for a year. And, I mean, no character really needs to be on every single day like that, you know. So,
Teresa?
No, I'm saying, hope
Kristen.
It's not like Kristen DeMira,
yeah.
Where she comes back and she takes over the show for an entire year. I hope that they...
His last two weeks have really been balanced.
Yeah, see, so that's why I'm saying, for some reason, to me, once Kristen left, the show became more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's why I've noticed, like, because they have several stories rotating right now that are really good.
And they're integrated, too.
Yeah.
They're integrated
definitely.
Into each other, so it makes it even more exciting because... You've got one story that you're sitting here rooting for, but it's integrated into another story that you just, can't it end already? It's just like they're webbed, so it's really neat.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, I think they're doing an excellent job right now on that. So, yeah, the balance is definitely there. I just hope that doesn't upset the balance. I guess I just don't have a lot of faith in the show, just because whenever they bring on new characters, they tend to drive them into the ground. Just like when Teresa and JJ came on, all you saw was Teresa and JJ almost every single day. You know, it was just like constant. Same with Kristen.
Well, maybe they need to have them on there for, you know, a month or so that you get to know who the character is, and they can give you some background info about who Eve Donovan is. But then they kind of need to fade back like Teresa has now.
Right.
Teresa and JJ have kind of faded back now. And that would keeps them on the show and keeps us wanting to see them.
Right.
And has given us an insight into who Teresa really is and who she was and why she is the way she is. And I think the same thing would have to happen with Eve Donovan because, like you said, you don't remember Eve Donovan. So when she gets on screen, we'll have to be reminded who she is. And what she's done in Salem, and
Yeah,
see how
I don't remember. I mean, I remember her, and I will always think of Charlotte Ross when I think of her. But I don't remember a lot of the stories. I guess.
Yeah.
I remember
so she'll have somehow. Yeah. So somehow they'll have to remind everybody with her the way she talks to other people in Salem. They'll have to remind everybody of her backstory.
Right.
And then she can fade back into the balance.
I wonder if this will mean that Shane will be coming back for visits and stuff.
I would hope.
With both of his daughters in town,
I would hope that Shane's going to come back.
Actually, I just saw that Charles Shaughnessy is going to be doing dinner theater for several weeks or months here in the area that I live in. So it's kind of interesting. Just saw him on a local thing about that. So, yeah.
That would be fun.
So I don't know. Maybe he's doing that instead. You know, I don't know. Or some sort of play. It's like a dinner theater play type thing.
And Kimberly could show back up at a spur of a moment. As we've seen, she doesn't live anywhere near Los Angeles, but she flew out for 3 days to film. So,
yeah.
I mean, either one of them could fly out long enough to film a day or two and do a flyby on Days of Our Lives, you know?
Right, exactly.
You and girls,
Carrie,
well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're going to talk about Eric and Nicole, the big things that happened this week with them?
Well, first I'm going to bring on Kenneth.
Oh, awesome.
Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
Hi.
Hey. Hey there.
Hi, Kenneth.
You made the blog.
I did.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
Oh, wow. I haven't had the chance to really look at it. I've been in and out doing things and stuff like that, but it's such a blessing just to be in the presence of you girls. And I've always said that, and I'm going to continue to say that. You know, you girls are a wonderful blessing to me. I definitely appreciate it.
Oh, you're a blessing to us for sure. We're excited. I told the girls I already set my DVR.
Yes,
I mean, even though I'm hoping to watch it live, I just want to make sure that I don't miss anything on it.
You know, I don't know what they're going to show, but to me it doesn't matter because I have pictures that I will send you guys at the appropriate time because, you know, I did make it there, so, you know, that's what's important. If anything, you know, I have a platform. But that's enough about me for right now. I must tell you, this week, I sent some tweets out earlier today. I'm just like, you know, can't nobody do me like Days, you know. that I did the whole priceless thing to see Nick walk through the door at the christening was just.
I'm dying for Monday right now.
You know,
I am dying.
Yeah. And you know, I wonder if he was the one that was taking the pictures of Abby.
I bet he was.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he was.
Oh yeah, you know
sure
he was. Blackmail on EJ, of course he was.
It goes back to what you were saying about the stories being weaved into each other because I go back to the whole JJ situation with Teresa. Now he's trying to get back at Teresa, and Teresa's her mind is...
Looking up with Grady.
Oh, my God. That will work. You know, it'll work. I think it's so crazy. It'll work. And, you know, I kind of understand now they had to unrelate them to get them together.
Yeah, I was so upset when they unrelated John to the Bradys and the Demiras, but now I see why. I mean, it really will work.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And, the hope and hurt, oh my God, because, you know, at first I thought that the guy that Jennifer was with was going to be with hope, but now just a little bit that I saw out of Aiden, is that Eden or whatever the guy's name is, him and Hope have some chemistry.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. A love-hate relationship, for sure.
And we know how much that worked before, because remember, Bo and Hope had that type of relationship, especially with Bo and Hope's parents. And the interesting thing is, they don't even know each other's profession. She's a cop and he's a lawyer.
It's so perfect that it's the kids that will bring them together, because Hope was so not my child, you know, and it was a good thing.
I'm excited for Christian to have a story like that, and I think I never watched Daniel Cosgrove on any of their shows, but I'd seen pictures of him, you know, in Mag. And I was really excited. I mean, I'm just, like, excited that, you know.
Just to be the fashion police while we're on that part of the storyline, did anybody notice that Hope has all bright red fingernails but one purple?
Uh-oh.
Does anybody know why?
Did she take a page from Kate?
I have no idea. I'm just asking if anybody knows why, because she's got all these
probably
red fingernails and then one purple.
I don't know, but, you know, one thing I will say, you know, it's just, you know, I think this Cosgrove guy, I think this will be probably his best work. It just seems that way to me, with how they went writing the character. I mean,
yeah,
He looks so good looking. Yes. Oh, my God.
And as close as Hope, and can you imagine as close as Jennifer and Hope are? I mean, they're like sisters. As close as they are, they're going to be fighting over the same man. That would be so awesome.
I don't know. I mean, it's just so many things are just
Wait, so
going
Jennifer's
on.
Seeing, wait, how is Jennifer involved with him?
Jennifer's dating him.
I didn't know that. I thought she
Jennifer's
was dating Liam.
Yeah, that is Liam.
No.
I think, isn't that what Kit?
I'm talking about Aiden.
No, Liam and Aiden are two different people.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the same person. Never mind.
I was saying at first, you know, we were all under the impression that Liam was going to be a love interest for Hope, but now seeing Aiden and Hope together, they kind of make okay, they got something here. The way they have everything it's really, really interesting to watch, because you almost kind of don't want to get lost, because the way they have all the stories intertwined with each other, it's really interesting. I didn't actually see it that way until one of you girls said it. So I'm really glad that she said, because now I can kind of connect the dots. Now I'm like, okay, wow, all these things are going on. Oh my God, we still haven't seen Abe yet. I don't really know what they're going to do with that.
Yeah, maybe
a lot more
room
right now.
didn't see any kids at the baptism except Ariana.
That's true.
So, I mean, somebody had to stay at home babysitting,
that's
right? I mean, we had everybody in town there,
Doug,
including
even
Roman.
Doug couldn't make it in.
Yeah, Doug was, but they excused Doug, saying he was way far away. So
yeah.
Doug wasn't babysitting, and even Roman was there. So,
what purpose would they serve, though? I mean, because considering what's going to take place, it's probably a good thing that they're not there.
The kids?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying, who's at home babysitting? It must be Abe, because everybody else is at the baptism. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. This whole Abe thing, you know, I can think of a couple actresses that need some work right now.
I think it's time to bring Abe in a new love life.
I say bring in some Victoria Rowell, honey. I love it, Rowell, but she's such a diva, though. But that's why I like her. She's a great actress.
She's trouble, though. I wouldn't want her on the set.
Yeah.
I think they ought to bring Valerie Wildman back. I think they ought to.
Who's Valerie?
Valerie Wildman, she played Faye Walker, and supposedly she's dead.
Faye Walker,
swear, I want her to be, like, held captive by the Demiras somewhere. I keep thinking someday Abe's going to find her, you know?
Yeah, and Abe and her can hook up. I mean,
yeah,
really.
I'd love to see them together again. So, Well, my favorite line from Kate this week was, I guess she was only on Friday, but Sammy was basically trashing Jordan to Rafe, like, yeah, she's so bossy or whatever. And then she leans over, Kate leans over to, after Rafe walks off, Kate leans over to Sammy and says something like, I like you sometimes. I like you sometimes. It's so disorienting or something like that. It was really cute.
My favorite line from
something
Kate.
Like, sometimes I really like you.
Sometimes I really like you. That's what Kate said to Kate.
That's so disorienting. And then she walks out. She was so cute. I love that line. But they were funny trying to keep Gabby calmed down again and everything. That was good. So there were some really good Cammy scenes and Cammy and Gabby scenes. That was fun. Next week we're going to see Kate more, so that'll be good.
I liked when there was something going on and Kate turned around and said, they were talking about Nick because Gabby was freaking out over the whole Nick thing and having to talk to Julie. And I loved the line that Kate gave of, he's dead in the water.
That had to be the Colletons.
That was my favorite from Kate.
The other line was isn't there some sort of cruise that she hasn't been on yet? Or something like talking about Julie.
Oh yeah, about Julie. is there any cruise she hasn't been on yet?
Isn't there another one we could send her on permanently?
Yeah, like, can't we send her away again?
I love that. Yeah, Kate.
And of course, it was classic when, again, going back to Nick walking in, because Julie had caused all this trouble about Nick, trying to convince everybody there was something. Nick, and Hope was blowing her off pretty much, going, okay, look, I'll appease you, but there's nothing wrong here, Julie. And the whole rest of the group was trying so hard to get Julie to shut up. Oh, and the best part, oh my gosh, the best part about Julie was them asking, was Gabby asking EJ to go, he'll do the same, he'll shut Julie up the same way he did Abby, yeah. The same way he did Abby, and it was,
and
EJ just looked at her like, ain't going to happen. But anyway, it was just so classless because Hope was like, Nick's alive. See, there's no problem with Nick. And while the rest of the group was just sitting there catching flies with their mouth.
If I was Gabby, honey, I would have just dropped dead right there. The camera would have ended on me.
Since they've all had these horrible flashbacks, well, except for Kate, because she doesn't worry about these things, but since they've all had these flashbacks of Nick, you know, Nick drowning and everything and carrying his body and doing all these things, it's like, and he reappears and he scares them in their dreams and stuff. You know, I'm sure, like, They're probably thinking for a minute this is just an aberration, you know, that he's not really alive or whatever. But
you know what,
I'm dying to see Monday. I can't wait for Monday. Oh, my God.
But you know what? It was even EJ DeMira fluttered just for a second, like, you got to be kidding me. This dude is alive. So
yeah, EJ's mouth just dropped to the ground like, people, you didn't tell me he was still alive.
So,
when DeMira
kill
people, they stay dead.
Yes.
But, you know, apparently,
yes.
You can't leave those things in the hands of amateurs.
With EJ, though, there's so much going through his mind because, I mean, here he slept with Abby to shut her up because this guy was killed by Sammy, and God, you know. So he's been trying so hard to cover this whole thing up, and he tried so hard that he broke his sacred vow, basically, to always be with Sammy to shut Abby up, and here the guy's still alive, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. Which actually answered my other prayer that I had, because now this adds another villain to the mix. But I don't know if I could call Nick a villain or a wounded dog.
I don't know. Nick's been a pretty bad guy. I mean, he killed.
They're all going to be worried about what he's going to do to mess with them now, you know? I mean, because he knows they tried to kill him or they thought he was dead, you know?
Yeah.
But see, I was waiting for that backpack to turn up because I knew that was going to be. Remember, I was just convinced that was going to be an issue because the guy in the, you know, the park saw, or in the woods, the bird watcher guy saw the backpack, and Hope made the comment about how that backpack was something she had given him for Christmas the year before. And all, I was convinced they were going to find some sort of physical evidence and stuff before he actually came back. So I'm kind of surprised that he came back so soon. I was really thinking they would stretch that out longer.
Just like you were talking about the backpack way back when, I want to go on record right now going, Soap 101 says that, you know, Jennifer's going to have to suck it up and become a grandmother soon, too.
Well,
I mean, they spent so much time talking about grandma. I mean, when Jennifer turns around and says, so how does it feel to be a grandpa to Lucas?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, yeah, you just wait. Your turn's coming real soon.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I kept thinking maybe Abby was going to turn up pregnant with DeMira Magic Seed, you know? But
that's what I'm thinking, is Abby's going to end up pregnant with DeMira. And you know what? I actually think that's gold. It's golden because the show started with the Hortons. And the DeMiras were the bad guys. And you've got Alice and Stefano have that secret. The storyline just seemed to get dropped, a year ago, 2 years ago? So Alice has a secret that only Stefano knows. What's going to happen when Stefano realizes EJ has slept with Abby? Stefano doesn't know yet. So, I mean, they can bring that secret back.
Stefano Stefano will be holding that over EJ's head for days.
Oh, yeah.
Nick might do it for him.
Nick can spill the beans, too. But I mean, honestly, I mean, Sammy being a Brady with a DeMira, as much as I love EJ, I mean, that wasn't really a rocky thing because, I mean, the Bradys, Sammy's always been the rebel, you know?
Yeah.
So, but Abby's like the angelic Horton, you know?
She's like
and
the
Tom's
lady.
Great,
she's like
great
the lazy Susan. She's not a lazy Susan of DeMira men, right? Who's next?
Yeah, and of course everybody will think it's Chad's child, you know? I mean,
uh-huh.
It's just, I
haven't seen any spoilers that she's pregnant. I just think it'd be
funny. I haven't seen any spoilers. I just think it would be classic, Soap 101,
yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean,
but,
you know, it's mainly that EJ just looks at a woman and she gets pregnant. So it's just like,
they also reminded us this week of Alice and Tom by panning into the Tom and Alice memorial with their pictures on it.
Oh.
In the Horton Square. they actually pan, they, you could see it clear as day, the memorial, you could see their pictures. So, I mean, they're trying to remind you of Alice and Tom, I would expect.
Oh, okay.
Well, they wouldn't have made that the biggest part of the screen, you know?
Okay, I didn't even catch that one.
There's so many interesting scenarios and things. You can't really wrap your mind around everything that's going on because it's so intertwined. Because
exactly,
we don't know.
That's
we don't know how it's
being led.
My WTF
moment for the week was, how did Marlena have Eric's cell phone password? I mean, or whatever. I was like, okay, that's a little bit too much.
Was it actually passworded? I missed that part. Was it actually
passworded? Yeah, like Daniel was trying to figure out how to find Eric, track Eric down. And he's like,
yeah,
you have Eric's password. And she's like, well, I don't have it memorized, but I've got it somewhere. And then she goes and gets it somehow. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. I mean, that's like, okay.
When is John coming back?
He should be back soon, shouldn't he?
Who?
He should be back soon, I think, shouldn't he, John?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, February.
Yeah, because he's coming back soon. Because they've already kind of put the story in. Yeah. Because I think Hope was the one that told Brady that he wasn't really a Brady.
Yeah,
John's supposed to be finding out for Teresa and Brady to do it.
John's supposed to be trying
to
figure out their family heritage. So, I mean, and Brady's losing it because of the family thing and not knowing who he is. So it's really set the stage too for John. It's all intertwined. Like I said, it's all webbed. It's you can't guess what's going to happen anytime soon, and you can't tell which story is actually by itself because there's another story on top of it.
One thing I like that they're doing a lot better job of is that they're not writing for the plot. They're doing more character based. Because if you think about it, a couple of years ago when Sierra was kidnapped and that created this whole faux argument and breakup for Bo and Hope for a while, and you're like, really? That was so stupid the way they wrote it and the way it was executed. It's like nobody bought it. It was just so artificial and so created to fit the plot, you know? And so I'm finding, like, this new thing with Aiden and Hope, I mean, that's very organic. It seems very natural, and it seems, you know, true to character that this guy would be totally pissed that his son's been terrorized by this little brat for 3 months,
and
then his mother doesn't even have a clue.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, to me, that's like a real, I mean, it's a real situation. And I'm excited to see how that whole thing, you know, it addresses the bullying issue.
And it's nice that it's like
Sierra's not being bullied, she's the bully. And I like that. I like the way that that's sort of going to evolve, and I think it's cool that it's hopefully going to bring these two together. I think that's already well done, and it just started this week. Hopefully it continues.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the things that are happening are character-driven. I mean, the whole Cammy thing, they have such a history, is so character-driven. And Kate and Lucas's relationship and how they play off each other and this new Cheryl character that comes in and all. You know, it just seems like everything. I mean, even EJ going and sleeping with Abby, even though he enjoyed it, and he'd do it again in a heartbeat probably, at the same time, he could justify it in the moment because he was protecting Sammy, you know. He lost his mind for a minute and he did this thing.
No, it was character driven. No, but when he went back to the cabin, he didn't want to go back to the cabin. You know, he told Abby, "No, it'll be a someplace public." And when he was at the cabin with Abby, he actually sat there and, I mean, right into the camera, rolled his eyes and had to turn around and put himself into, it was like he had to put on an act for Abby,
right.
And he was showing it. It was so obvious that when he turned around, he was happy. So, I mean, and then before he left, he picked up the picture of Sammy and the kids as if, oh, my God, what do I have to do next, you know?
Right, right.
And you know, it's like they'll go above and beyond to save Sammy's ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say that on the air?
I don't know, Kenneth, you're big into the writing, too, but do you see that, too, that it's like it seems like they've really got the character-based writing down, whereas for so long they were writing for the plot, you know?
Yeah. That is the genius of Lorraine Broderick. That has her name written all over it.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's her, you know. It kind of goes unsaid. But, you know, there really are three head writers here.
Right.
You got the duo of Tomlin and Winsell, Whitesell. But when you look at all the others, you know, you kind of have, I call it a tree, you know, the writing tree, and all those. The other little branches and the leaves and all of that stuff, it all extends out from Lorraine, because that, to be honest, that was the missing link that was missing on the show for so many years.
Well, Lorraine is a genius at that. She knows the history of the characters so well. How could they not revert back to her? You know.
Well, you know, it's crazy because. You know, she's an ABC girl. She's not an NBC girl. So to see her to come into today's, and you know, and she would probably say, well, you know, it operates all the same, and I guess meaning that, you know, no matter who you're writing for, characters are characters. You have to write them as people. You have to write them as voices or whatever else. You know, no matter if you're writing for All My Children or One Life to Live or The Magic School Bus or whatever the case may be. You know, she has a way of getting to the heart of the character. So when we see them. It's like, okay, I can relate to this person, or I understand that, and it's very definitive and it's very distinct because I knew EJ, but now I know EJ. You see what I'm saying? There's a difference. It's in that EJ has evolved. But my fact, all the characters have evolved. Like I understand Nicole a whole lot more. I understand Sammy a whole lot more. And I can't really tell you exactly what was missing from the characters itself, but they're so much enjoyable to watch. Just like you loved and you hate. Like you loved Aline Davidson as a person, but you hated Kristen. Y'all hate Kristen more now than you did back then. Back in '95, all the way up.
I hated Kristen back in '95 too.
but now it was even worse because she took it to another level, and that's what happens when you have a wonderful group of writers that they don't try to write over each other. They try to write together.
I do want to clarify, though, I loved to hate Kristen. It's not like I hated Kristen. I loved to hate Kristen. I mean, she was a character you wanted to hate. It wasn't. There wasn't anything wrong with it. It was just a matter of that. You know, you hate. I said I hate Kristen. I didn't want anybody to think that. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, but again, Lorraine Broderick could do that to you. You know. It's just what it is.
Kristen ended up in the long run with under Lorraine Broderick. She ended up. Really taking it to the lowest low you could go. You know?
Well, you know, I do not believe she that that Eileen Dayston has ever won an Emmy. I believe that she will get one.
This year,
for that story, along with a couple of other people. I thought that was just absolutely superb. I had something on my mind. I'm gonna say this real quick so I don't forget. This goes back to the whole the Teresa thing. You know, Brady has been a wreck. Every relationship has been dismal, but I think with him and Teresa, I really think it could go the distance. I think it could be one of those. It could be one of those things where they always say the opposites attract, but at the same time, they are so different. Yet they're the same, but they're so different. I really think it's gonna be they're gonna be one of those characters that's gonna be each other's
strength.
Thank you. You took the word right out of my mouth.
What was the word?
Strength.
They're gonna be each other's strength. They're gonna hold each other up. And the reason I say this is because what they're doing right now on screen is absolute magic, okay? It's real life what they're doing on screen. I've experienced where you have two people who walk into a room together. Neither one of them really wants to be there, but they're going to bash on each other because they hate each other, you know? And it's like throw each other to the dogs. He's drunk, you know? And eventually that actually ends up turning around and going, you know what? I like your honesty, you know? And that opens the door to a communication that you just can't even put your mind on.
True.
It's absolutely an amazing thing when that actually happens. And so, you know,
I gotta admit, because I'm not a fan of Teresa's. But I guess, when I heard them drop that thing that he's not really a Brady, I was like, oh, they're opening the door for Teresa, and that just makes me sick, you know. But I got to admit,
yeah, I agree.
I liked them together this week. I don't know if I can see him in a romantic relationship, but I have to admit, you know, it kind of turned a little bit for me.
Well, like when Brady turned around and showed up drunk, when he showed up drunk to that meeting this week, and the lady turned around and said, well, somebody please take him home and make sure he gets home safely. And Teresa's sitting there going, not me. I ain't doing it. You know, I'm not going with him. He's Brady, you know. And then Brady stands at the door and says, hey, Teresa, you want to blow this joint anyway. Let's go, you know. And she's sitting there thinking to herself, and it's like, you know what? He's right. Let's go. and then she uses it to her advantage by standing there in the park while he's drinking and calls Daniel to come in and she's trying to make brownie points with Daniel. But all of this is going to backfire if she realizes her feelings for Brady. And so I just think it's intertwined. It's webbed because you got Teresa with Brady. You can see it coming. Teresa and Brady, but yet she's been doing all this to keep Daniel away from Jennifer, and at the same time, you've got JJ talking to Daniel, and it's just all intertwined there.
And then you also have Nicole and
Daniel, and that has kind of
been severed a little bit since.
I don't think so. Actually, I disagree with that.
Okay.
The reason being is because when they were recovering in the hospital, I mean, Eric is still a priest, and while I love Ericle, Anna, don't like, you know, come hunt me down here. I love Ericle. I can just see Anna fuming at this point. I love you, honey. She's not talking now.
Is she back, Trev?
Oh my God. She's going to stab
me. I'm about
me
to knock on your door right now.
Exactly. I bet you are. Okay, as much as I love Eric and Nicole, don't get me wrong, they've got history. Daniel and Nicole have history too. And you know what I really like the most about this is Ari Zucker is no longer a supporting role.
Yeah.
All these years she's put in Emmys for supporting actress. She's no longer a supporting actress. She's lead on this. And the reason I say that is Ari Zucker's awesome. I love Nicole. She's one of my favorite characters. But when they were found and brought into the hospital, Eric is still a priest. He hasn't been defrocked. I mean, he has, literally, by Kristen. But, I mean, they haven't removed him from being a priest. They've just relieved him of his duties so far. They haven't made a determination on whether or not he's a priest.
He's gonna do that himself. I believe
he's
going to be
exactly.
The one.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying, Kenneth, is he's going to choose
yeah.
himself to go with Nicole. And my guess, and like I said, you can't predict anything right now, but my guess is he's going to go running to Nicole, who lives with Daniel, and Daniel just, at the hospital, it seemed to set the scene because Daniel was so hurt. It was like the words coming out of his mouth of Eric is fine. Was painful to say to Nicole. It was like suddenly realizing that Nicole could have been dead made him realize that he really does love this girl. And Nicole, you know, she's got a history with Daniel too. And recently, in the last month or two, has actually kissed him, what, twice? and they backed off and decided they're better off as friends. But even the last 2 weeks, Nicole talked about all the things that Daniel has done for her. And honestly, I have to sit here and say that I saw the connection of Nicole and Daniel at the hospital. And so I see a triangle forming right there where Eric runs off to go get Nicole and tell her that he chose her over priesthood and Nicole's in bed with Daniel. It's a triangle I see set up. But
I think it's a square, baby.
A square? With
yeah,
who?
Well, because, you know, you still got Jennifer to deal with, though. Because
oh, yeah.
And
that's the intertwined story, see?
Yeah.
That is the intertwined story, because then you've got Jennifer and Liam and JJ. Yeah, that is the intertwined.
What do y'all think about JJ's new girl?
I liked her. I don't know about the others, but I liked her.
Yeah, I like her.
I liked her.
Yeah, is he just playing her, though, to get Teresa off
the
chase?
I don't know.
He's
totally
playing her.
Huh?
Well, I don't know because,
they did say
that he would be getting a love interest. So I don't know.
I have growing respect for that kid every day. Because, and there again, this is why I get irritated with Dave. They bring these characters on and they run them into the ground so you don't get a chance to really like them. And in Teresa and JJ's case, they made them a little bit cartoonish at first, you know. But he is really a good little actor because if you think about it, before, you could always tell when he was playing someone, you know. And he was such a jerk, you know. But he's come around so much, he's playing the other side of it now, but you could still kind of sense that he's still using this girl. I mean, now maybe he really likes her.
Well,
but
I don't know.
He's totally using her to get to Teresa, you know.
Yeah,
but he's not doing it in the same, he's not acting the same way he did when he was doing it before, doing that kind of stuff.
Well, I see JJ as having realized how bad this is going to hurt his mother, realizing
right.
what could happen to him if he were to OD, seeing Teresa OD. I see that as a mind opening blower to this kid who's decided that, you know, he loves his mother. His mother wouldn't be able to survive with, you know, the impact of losing him. And he loves her. So he's going to turn his life around and be a better person and get school done and do everything that Jack and Jennifer had ever wanted for him. So I see that as being actually true from the soul. I'm going to make myself a better person.
Okay, well, with that being said, now, what does him and Abby, okay, because I say him and Abby because...
Yeah, especially Abby about to have EJ's child. I mean, you got to have JJ be good.
Didn't Abby receive a check in the mail and JJ said, I have to be extremely careful or something? What was that about?
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. He hid the check in his book. That was so funny. Jennifer was fumbling around looking for this folder, and he was freaking out because there was a check right there. It had something to do with Abby does payroll at the hospital, and there was something to do with it. Maybe it was Teresa's check.
I think they're setting Teresa up to get busted again with something. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is they're trying to set Teresa up to get busted. Because Abby does payroll at the hospital or some kind of thing. I don't know if it's Teresa's check or what, but they're setting Teresa up at the hospital because that's his new girlfriend is going to get a job as a candy striper because she threw her daddy's ring around.
But at the same time, but now that I think about it, Teresa don't even need no money. She has all of my, she got all of my man money, honey. That's what money she got. She got boxes
and
money.
Yeah, so
money.
That's why it's
and
perfect,
so
because, yeah. Yeah,
I will, be about to go get, she has Vargas money. Remember, Vargas had all that money.
But at the same time, she needs the job to stay out of jail herself.
Yeah,
I will be by to get that money. I will be by to get it. I will be by so she can hand it on over when I get there because I'm starting to play no games by my money.
She needs a job. I mean, maybe it's Anne's check, maybe it's somebody's check. Teresa needs the job at the hospital, so if they set Teresa up in some way to get in trouble again, that'll be like the third strike on her. And even Anne won't be able to save her from this one.
Teresa's
See?
Too smart for that, though. I don't know. I hope it works out.
This is where Brady could save
know.
Her butt. See, Brady might
yeah.
save her butt and turn around and write the check himself and say, "Here, so and so, here's your money. We don't even need to talk about this anymore."
They doing it up because now, I mean, and now to switch gears yet again, here go another part of this whole weaving thing. Now you have Stefano back in the picture trying to holler at Kate yet again.
Yes, yes.
And so I'm just like, okay, what are we supposed to do? It's like all of our fantasies right here on one in an hour worth of television. Who does that? You know,
it's so hard to guess what's coming. That is one of the best parts, I think, of what's going on right now, is because of the webbing and the way that they're writing for the characters, and the fact that every character is involved in pretty much every storyline. In some fashion, it makes it so you really, I mean, everything I've guessed tonight is, again, disclaimer, is not necessarily what's going to happen. It's just a matter of you're sitting here trying to figure it out. I mean, it actually gives people something to try to talk about and theorize about.
This is true.
I mean, I could be so wrong on everything, but.
Hey, girls, let me bring on Jamie. She's been waiting for a while. Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
There she is. What's up?
I'm going to hide while Jamie's on because she's because of my fear. I locked my door already. Anna and Jamie cannot get in.
So what are you thinking about, Jamie? What's on your mind?
Well, I'm kind of worried now that Nick is alive because are they going to, like, because I'm kind of worried that they're writing Nick into, like, a corner now that Nick's alive. Like, how are they going to redeem him now that he's alive and still bad?
Nick's been in the corner for over a year, though. You know what I mean? I'm actually going to, I mean, seriously.
I know, but I thought now that he's alive, they were going to give him, like, amnesia and he wouldn't remember personality or something, but now he's alive, it's still bad. So.
Oh, no, we can't go through that again.
No, he's going to be seeking revenge. He knows what happened. He's going to be seeking revenge.
No, I know, but I'm saying I wanted him to have a new personality, so that way they would get him out of the corner and they could redeem him.
I don't know. I think being a bad guy can get him out of the corner, too, because he's going to... He's got a lot of people to seek revenge on, let me tell you.
I mean, I don't know. I just think that with him still being a bad guy, it puts him in the corner.
I don't know.
And, I mean, what else are they going to do with
being
Nick?
Quiet. Well, I mean, I think that it gives him more opportunity to expand, honestly, just from my, I mean, everybody else is being quiet, so I'm not trying to, I think it gives him a little more opportunity with so many people to seek revenge on, and the fact that Julie was so worried about him, and Hope, and you've brought all these characters and webbed them all together. I think it's going to give him an opportunity to expand. You've got Eve Donovan coming back, too, in May, which, there's no reason Nick and Eve can't, you know, scheme together. There's a lot of opportunities for him. He's actually the good guy who is doing bad things. I mean, it gives him a broader spectrum. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think when he was a computer geek and a nerd who did good all the time, he was really limited in what he could do, and he was backed into a corner.
I don't want him to necessarily go back to being a geek. I just think that, like, just being like, I see him just as completely bad. Like he doesn't feel guilty about what he's doing.
Well, he didn't feel guilty about killing Willow.
No.
He's been that way for a long time, so.
Well, okay, let me say this. Okay, he's alive, so that totally, so now you can't convict Sammy and the girls of murder. So my thing is, does he pay for his crime? Because crime was committed. He tried raping, attempted rape.
It was attempted rape.
Okay, and so that's one issue that has to be brought up. Okay, because
and that's going to get thrown out of the water real quick. They are going to bring it up, I'm sure. But when he's threatening Gabby, that's going to be brought up, but I'm sure that it's going to get thrown out of the water real quick because nobody reported it because they tried to kill him.
Well, mm-hmm. Well, and that too, but at the same time, Gabby's going to like, well, you know, she's probably not going to say anything because he got something on her anyway because of the whole Melanie situation. So
yeah, there's that too. You've got another intertwined story right there.
Okay, so... If I'm not mistaken, Gabby leaves. She's leaving. She has like a week left, right?
She already filmed her last day. What was it? 2 weeks ago? Because last week was black. This last week it was black at the studio. It was dark. So it was the week before. It was 2 weeks ago that she filmed her last air date. So. If it's January, that would put her into May sweeps, wouldn't it? January, February, let's see, February, March, April, May. Yeah, that would put her into May. That would put her into May right when Eve Donovan comes into town.
Well,
Maybe Nick's gonna send her floating down the river.
And who down the river, Eve?
Gabby. I'm eager to figure out how all this came about, because we all saw his face and his body disappear. So
yeah, but he was still alive and he just floated
down
the river.
But my theory on that is he's a physics brain genius,
yeah.
And I said at the time, if anyone can figure out how to ride that current, Nick will be
it's
able
to. It's
going to
be
it.
Nick, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that
so,
was what they, that's
we'll
what the girls were counting on. Yeah, that's what
yeah.
the girls were counting on, was that the current was going to take him under, because nobody could survive that.
But he's so smart, I thought, no, he's going to figure out a way to make it.
Yeah, when
there.
They said nobody could survive that, you just knew Nick wasn't dead.
Yeah, exactly.
And now it's probably going to be set up to where, well, I don't know, I'm just assuming that all these people had motives, because he gave Kate a computer virus.
Yeah.
And so now Mad World, all their stuff is over at the mirror and all that stuff. So I mean, you just never know. I mean, I don't know where it's going, but I'm enjoying the ride, to be honest with
yeah.
you.
Maybe now that we know that Jordan has those fake IDs and stuff and is criminal, maybe they can put them together.
Oh, yeah.
Nick and Jordan.
Yeah, that's another storyline that has gotten opened up with Cheryl coming in. We found out that Cheryl and Jordan were roommates, and that Jordan never, wherever she said she was from before Birmingham, she never was there. So there's more mystery surrounding Jordan. Of course, there was always mystery surrounding Jordan, but there's a lot more.
I must have missed that because I fast-forwarded through some of her stuff. How did you find out that she wasn't at the place she said she was before then? What happened on that?
Cheryl was Lucas and Cheryl were having lunch together, and so it just dropped. Well, Jordan's never been there. That's not where she's from. And Lucas was like, really? And she's all, yeah, I shouldn't talk about it.
I must have somehow missed that. Huh.
Well, you also got some of the input from both the girls about how they were roommates.
Yeah.
And go figure, who thought that, whoever would have guessed that Lucas and Rafe were just buddy buddies?
Yeah.
I mean, they were, you know, they had a bet going on a football game and they're going to see football again. And Rafe walking up to Lucas and patting him on the back and saying, so, Grandpa, you know. Rafe and Lucas are like buddy buddies. And Cheryl and Jordan were together at a little breakfast thing before the christening with Rafe and Lucas. So you found out that they were roommates in Birmingham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't find Jordan at all interesting, but I do like the Cheryl development with Lucas. I think they're adorable. And I really liked her.
Yeah, I like them as well.
So to me, she was 10 times more interesting than Jordan's been in the last 6 months, just in the first 16.
Yeah.
Jordan's been on for 6 months. Oh, yeah, because Grace was in the hospital
for
6 months. Never mind.
Why I think they should put Jordan and Nick together, because they both, I guess, I don't know if Jordan is a criminal or what because of the fake IDs, but if she is a criminal.
I think she needs to go back to Birmingham and leave Cheryl in town.
I don't know. Well, I was thinking Jordan and Nick just because, well, Nick's been with Billy, so he likes older women, so.
Yeah, and that's like I said earlier. That I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for Nick at this point. you've got Jordan, and you've got, like I said, Eve Donovan's coming on the screens in May. I mean, there's just so many. And, of course, forcing Gabby to marry him again or whatever. I mean, you've got that,
only
too.
Only in Salem can you be, like, a murderer and still people want to fix you up with someone.
Yeah, I just hope they. My problem
only
with Nick is I just want them to redeem
him.
And you know what's interesting about the whole thing is that it's kind of downplayed the Damaris a little bit because now, because Nick is the one. I mean, he's taken some of Stefano's shine away because he makes Stefano look like a saint right now. I mean,
I love my Demir men, but you know what? Nick's got some potential here. You know, he's got the goods on the Demiras, and I like the fact, as much as I love my Demir men, I like the fact that there is more balance, and the Demiras aren't everything. There's more bad guy in town, and that was something I liked about Victor and Stefano. There was more than one bad guy. And that just hasn't played out because he's now with Maggie.
Another thing that I think would be interesting is what if Stefano and Victor teamed up to take down Nick?
Yeah, you have that too.
Yeah.
The two old crows. I know that's right.
Or how about, you know, Stefano and I don't know. I mean, you've also got EJ could team up with Abby to take Nick down. You know, Abby wouldn't do it, though. Abby, that's her family. I thought that was interesting was Abby kept throwing around Nick's my family and Sammy was throwing around Eric's my family. And poor EJ, he's sitting here going, God, everybody thinks it's all about family. Well, he turns around and deals with his own family. You know, he can't turn Kristen in because she's his family. So,
Well, first of all, you know, anything is dispensable, according to Nick, because I'm pretty sure he was the one that was taking the pictures of EJ and Abby. So those pictures are not just going to hurt EJ. They're going to hurt
Abby.
They're going to
hurt Abby.
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Would Nick really do that to Abby, though?
Abby.
That's my thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think Nick has any holds barred at this point. He doesn't care who he hurts or what he does. And that's why there's so much opportunity and potential for Nick to where he's not written into a corner. I mean, he does not care. Just like Stefano did not care who he hurts. Nick does not care anymore. He's like the new big bad guy in town.
But he had no reason to do that to Abby, though, because they got along fine before, so...
It has more to do with EJ and the opening. There was an opportunity there to be had, and he took it. I mean,
having floated down the river, he was probably hiding out at the Horton cabin the whole time, and that's why he saw what was going on in the first place.
Maybe he was under the bed.
Oh, God. Could you imagine? Oh, Anna, only you would think of that.
Let me hide under the bed. So he's the proverbial boogeyman in town, so it wouldn't surprise me. Maybe he flooded down, and when he came up above the water, there was Smith Island. That's where he's been hanging out.
That's what I'm thinking. So that's where he went and hung out.
Yeah.
So he heard everything. How far is Smith Island away from everything else? How far is that away?
Oh, gosh, Kenneth, nobody's drawn me
a ferry.
It's just a ferry ride. So I would imagine that it's the same as going on a ferry here in Seattle. So it's, what, a half-an-hour ferry ride, I think, if I remember correctly from what they've done, what they've said. So if you put that into perspective, it's swimming different.
That would be pretty funny if it turned out that that's where he's been the whole time. Like, at some point, she could be like, well, where have you been? Where have you been hiding? Where have you been? Oh, I've been just hanging out at Smith Island at Horton Cabin.
Did, I think that old man, might have something to do with that as well, because I mean,
yeah,
we haven't seen him since the whole Santa Claus incident.
The bird watcher.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he was very much in everybody's face after the incident, going, "Yeah,
oh,
I remember
you."
Uh huh. So I mean,
he was poking everyone. He's probably in on
He was like,
maybe
talking
the bird watcher
everybody.
Pulled Nick out of the water.
That's a possibility too. The bird watcher could have pulled Nick out of the water.
Yeah.
And then Nick went to the only place nobody goes because it's wintertime, to the Horton Cabin. He is a Horton, after all.
This is kind of off subject, but I'm going to say this about EJ real quick. Now, EJ always seems to think with his zipper because he could have did something else besides with Abby. He wanted to do that bullshit. That's why he did it, because he wanted to do it.
Yeah.
He did something else. You and Damara.
I love the way he turned it around on Abby, though. I love the way he turned that around on Abby.
But Abby called him and she said, "You're lying. And you know you're lying. And I know it." But
yeah,
then,
Abby stood there and he's like, Abby stood there in the
thing that I like about the writing, too, is remember there for a while, I mean, EJ was married to a woman at one point that had, like, a rubber belly bumper baby for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
didn't know it, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't know she had a rubber baby belly, you know? And, you know, what I like about this, too, is that Abby's not stupid, you know? I mean, she's kind of been his equal. In a way, she's kind of been his equal with this, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, she's still weak. I mean, she's still human. I mean, like she said, any girl with a pulse would go for him, you know. But, you know, but at the same time, she's, in other words, I like that they're not dragging a story out and making the player, the people involved seem so stupid.
Well, yeah,
beyond,
I mean,
you know.
That's what I was saying about they were in the priest's chambers. EJ was trying to talk Abby into not talking to Hope. And Abby turned around and just blew him out of the water by saying, you know, "I know you did this because of this," and and EJ was, and you know, Abby asked him, "Why did you sleep with me?" And I don't know why you would do this or whatever. I don't know. But EJ turned the tables on Abby at that point and said, "I know why I slept with you, but I don't know why you slept with me." So that, and Abby, that left Abby's head turning. You could see that.
It left her head turning because she wanted some more.
Oh, yeah, probably. She's trying to figure out if they could lock the doors there.
They could have did it outside in the woods, honey. She wouldn't have cared as long as she got some more.
Well, yeah, but Julie and Pope were right outside. They had to lock the doors.
So, ain't nothing like an audience.
Hmm?
I said, it's nothing like an audience.
I don't know. I don't think we've seen the last of EJ and Abby.
I don't know. You know, it's definitely interesting, but you know, I don't know how this is all gonna play out. I mean, it's so many different things that they could do, but you know, you just don't know because it's so multi-layered, full of stuff. You know, and I don't know what this is.
Shrek would say it's an onion.
Yeah. Well, and back to Eric and Nicole for a minute, because Carrie wasn't able to talk. She's been coughing, so she hasn't been able to talk too much. But one of the things that, you know, I mean, it was just kind of cool because, I mean, they admitted they loved each other this week while they were, you know, thinking they were dying and everything, but they didn't take it back. That was the cool thing. It was like after they were okay and they're back in the world again and they're healthy and they're leaving the hospital – I loved that they each still admitted that they loved each other. You know?
Wow.
And it wasn't
even when they weren't in danger.
I mean, I think Nicole tried to like brush it off, like, "Well, we can just forget all that happened." You know, and he's like, "No." You know, I mean, I don't remember the exact dialogue, but It was kind of I love you too,
Yeah, Nicole seemed to be blowing it off because she knows that he wants to go back to priesthood and she wants what's best for him. Out of those whole scenes, though, I laughed about the fact that the killer, who was just wanted to kill these two, actually had the decency to give her a new towel.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
She started off in a white towel, and then that got stripped to the floor, and then he knocked her out with the serum, which I guess he had some other serum besides the brain forgetting mechanism serum. And the fight at the door was so funny. It was like, hello, it's your cue. I'm trying to open the door. But he had the decency to put her in a new towel that was much bigger while she was tied up. So
yeah.
Oh, what did you think about?
That was very thoughtful,
Brady.
But I just thought it was sweet that they still said they loved each other and that, you know, and then now she's left in a quandary because she doesn't want to push him to give up the priesthood. She doesn't want to sway him, but at the same time, she also is trying to protect him, too, because she knows his chances of being able to stay in the priesthood are slim.
She also had mixed feelings, like I said, at the hospital when she was there with Daniel. She was looking at Daniel
but when they were tied up, she was like, look, I care about Daniel, but I really love you, you know, so
yeah.
I don't know. It's complicated, yeah.
It's complicated. That's exactly the point.
It
gives you so many layers that you're not, you couldn't guess what's going to happen next. That's what's so good about it right now. It's I mean, Days is hot right now.
Yeah.
They're on fire.
Yep.
What did you think about Brady spotting the guy working for Kristen at the airport, but he didn't realize it was him?
Oh, gosh.
It was kind of too late. To be honest.
And then
I think that added a layer to Brady's guilt to make him drink more when he got back and give Teresa and Brady a chance to really dig into each other. It gave Brady a knock on the head of, I could have stopped this from happening to my brother. I could have stopped this from happening to Nicole. One of the things about the whole Brady and Eric and Nicole thing that I personally have a bad taste with, and I was going to say earlier, but I forgot, is that Eric and Nicole, or Eric and Brady, they both dissed Nicole as if she was the bad guy without accepting her, without even hearing her out. They both threw her to the dogs. They threw her to the wolves with no care or concern for her at all. Eric believed that it was her that set her up, that had sex with him, and he laid into her and threw her out, and didn't give a damn about her. And I was disappointed when she forgave Eric and Brady so quickly. I really had hoped she never would forgive them again, you know, because they really treated Nicole badly, and Daniel was the one that said, "I believe you. I believe in you." So I still have a hard time with Eric. As much as I love Eric and Nicole, I have a hard time with Eric or Brady. But the Brady being drunk at the airport scene, I think that really gave a layer to, hey dude, you were drunk. You should have answered the phone. If you had answered the phone, you would have known that your brother needed help. You would have been able to stop the guy right there, but you weren't. You were drunk and denied the phone calls. So it gives him another layer of guilt. It gives Brady another layer of guilt.
Which is the other reason why him and Teresa would work good together, because Teresa's not stupid.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree, Kenneth.
Oh, and I liked what you mentioned earlier. I like Hope and Aiden as well.
Child, this
and
is
I think
crunch.
What I like about them is that
like
Aiden was correct about Hope.
What?
Oh, Aiden and Hope, I really like them.
Yes, they are.
And what I like about them is that Aiden was correct about Hope, with him saying, like, Hope would just go home and tell Sierra everything's okay.
Yeah, but the part I had a problem with that was, you know, Aiden pointed it out to Hope, and Hope was like, oh, my God, you're right. In her head, you could see her you could see the wheels turning of, oh, my gosh, you're right. But then she turns around and she disappears to the christening and doesn't even deal with her daughter. I mean, I would have raced home and kicked my kid's butt, you know. Not literally, but figuratively. And, no, she decided that, you know, to get fancy and dressed up and go to the christening of Will's baby, which, honestly, Hope really hasn't had any interaction with Ariana, Gabby, or Will. So why did it – I would think that taking care of Sierra would have been her first priority, not going to a christening for a child that she doesn't
need. Well, I think that just proves Aiden's point that remember he said, oh, you don't have time
for
your daughter.
That's what I'm saying.
She was
totally
kind of there.
She was almost there
more on police business than she was family business, which was odd. But that's kind of, I mean, and plus she is a Horton, and that's a Horton baby.
Well, yeah.
But I think she was half there for business, and I think she's going to have an epiphany at some point.
I know, but I mean, personally, as a mother, I would have said,
right.
I can't go to the christening. I got to deal with my child.
Well, it would have been better if she had gone and gotten Sierra and taken her to the christening, and they could have had like a scene where
a mother daughter talk on the way there.
Hey, young lady, when we get home, your butt's mine.
Exactly.
You know,
that would
have been good. I would have liked to have seen that. So.
Yeah, that would have been good.
You know,
I wonder if there were no kids at that at the christening, because when the surprise guest comes in at the end, there's all these reactions and things people are going to play off of. I wonder if it would have been too complicated to have the little ones all running around and everything. I don't know.
I don't know. They could
have
been out.
Sorry. I was just going to say, but remember, the thing is that before Hope went to the christening, she was at the Brady pub talking to Julie about
Nick. Exactly. That was one thing
I
had
home,
was all over the place.
Yeah, I thought that was really odd, too. Yeah.
All the characters just bounced. I mean, Julie was at the church one scene, and then all of a sudden she was in another scene somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then she was somewhere else, and then she was at the church again, and it was
there
like,
was maybe
really?
A little bit of continuity
the church,
issue there. Yeah.
The church must be very centralized to the entire Salem, you know.
Yeah.
For everybody to be able to go back and forth. And Gabby did the same thing. Look how fast she got from the church to the mansion. And Abby did the same thing. She got from the mansion to the church instantly.
Yeah. Well, and that reminded me of another scene where Abby was, early in the week when Abby was heading home and she was going the wrong direction, and Will was like, well, wait a minute, if you're going home, you're going in the wrong direction, you know, and they started talking. And it was weird because, I mean, I know we have a recast and all that. I guess he's kind of growing on me. At first, I didn't know, but, I mean, he's okay.
Yeah.
but did it strike anybody as odd that, I mean, this is just me, but I can't envision the other Will having the conversation about, hey, every girl needs a gay BFF kind of thing.
No,
to me,
because
they're cousins. And for because Will never really wore that on his sleeve, so to speak, I guess.
No, he never did.
And so I thought that was kind of a bit of a not out of character writing.
It was out of character,
because they're cousins and they've been really close cousins forever.
And,
so
And I'm still seeing, you know, now Will. I don't know. We haven't touched on Will and Sonny yet, but Sonny proposed to Will. And Will said no very quickly. It was an instant no. I still have to wonder if they're not making – it seems like Will is trying – and this is in the plot, not against the actor at all. I mean, this is just in the actual writing of Will. It almost seems like – they're really – remember when the new Will took over? I want to say new Will. I know he's number seven, but when he took over and I the last conversation we had, I said, you know, he was checking Gabby out. Well, in the words that were spoken, the actual lines that were said, and you brought it up right there with the whole Abby scene, it almost seems like they're trying to unsay Will. Because the writing itself seems like they're trying to make him it almost seems like he's trying to be too gay compared to what we're used to. I don't know if that's the way I want to word it. It's really not the way I want to word it, but I don't know how else to word it. It's almost like he's trying too hard.
I don't know. What do you guys, the rest of you guys think? I just thought that kind of stuck out. That scene, those scenes kind of stuck out as kind of off.
It did.
Out of character to me.
For what I'm used to seeing Will do.
Yeah.
I mean, Will and Abby have had conversations many times.
Yeah. I mean, they're friends and they're cousins, and it's like all of a sudden it was like...
All of a sudden, who doesn't want a gay friend, you know?
Yeah, I was just like, wait a minute, you guys grew up together, what the heck, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, it almost seems like they're trying too hard on this gay issue.
Yeah, I don't know,
like
it just
maybe,
stuck out.
Maybe Will is trying to make... Yeah, it stuck out to me, too. Maybe it almost like Will is trying too hard to be gay, like... He really
know.
Isn't
Maybe
sure, so
writing.
I'm going to be
gay. I don't know.
It was in the writing. It wasn't in the actor. It was in the way it was written. So.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it was definitely out of character.
And then Will putting his arm so tenderly around Abby, remember, at the christening? I know that it's both their child, but, I mean,
He what, at the christening?
Yeah, at the christening. Yeah, Will and Gabby. When Ariana was being christened, Will and Gabby were quite close.
He seemed a lot closer to her than he was to Sonny.
And yeah, he was very close to Gabby. It was almost as if Gabby and Will still. If I had just come into it as a new viewer on that day, I would have thought that it was Gabby and Will that were a couple.
Yeah, it almost seemed like they were the couple and Sonny was just a supportive friend or something.
And Sonny was just a gay friend, yeah. That's the way that whole christening scene's played out for me. So, it seems like they're trying too hard. Or it seems like Will is trying too hard to be gay. So, I mean, I don't know. So...
Somebody's music's playing.
Not mine.
I hear it too.
Kenneth?
Kenneth?
Here we go.
Kenneth?
I don't know where Kenneth went. Carrie, are you there?
I'm here. Hello?
Okay.
There
you are.
We heard some music playing there for a minute. Didn't know where you were.
Anyway, I wasn't trying to be offensive to anybody about what I said about Will, but it just seems like they're trying too hard on Will.
Yeah, I don't know. But lots happened this week. It almost seems like it was sweeps month this month.
It does. If they're using these 2 weeks to lead into sweeps, oh my gosh, I can't wait for sweeps.
Well, we have 2 weeks off for the Olympics.
No, we don't. They're only going to preempt one day. They're only going to preempt one day this year. Yeah, just one day this year. I think it's the opening ceremonies. I think it's for opening ceremonies.
I thought that's why they're putting their sweeps material on now because of the Olympics.
Nope, they're going to air all the way through the Olympics. It's just going to be one day that they preempt. At least that's what I heard.
Oh, what day is that?
I believe it's for opening ceremonies that they're going to preempt. I'll have to get you. I'll find out what day it's being preempted, or Carrie can, and post it to the blog. But I, as far as I know, they're only preempting one day.
Okay, so I didn't hear that.
It will not be the whole Olympics, as far as I've been told, as far as I've heard.
Okay.
It's going to continue to air through the Olympics. So.
Yeah. Oh, not to backtrack, but I think the reason why Hope is so overprotective of Sierra is because of Zach dying.
I can see that. I can see that. I wish that they would actually mention that. I mean, you know, it's no secret. I have a daughter whose son passed away and now has a second child. And that is an issue for a lot of parents. Their first child dies and I know that wasn't her first child because she's also got Sean Douglas, but I thought it was interesting that they've mentioned Sean Douglas a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is going to be a pretty, if they keep with the writing like they have been, I think this is really going to pull people in, this story, because it involves bullying, which is a topic that a lot of people are aware of nowadays.
It's a huge issue that I've had to deal with the last 2 weeks, yeah.
And you've invariably, if you're a parent, you've invariably been on one end of it or another, or if you're a human being, you've been on one end of it or the other as a kid, you know. So it's something that, and it's kind of gotten worse, I think, or at least the awareness has gotten, awareness is more prevalent now.
I don't know.
Plus there's all kinds of cyberbullying and stuff like that that goes on too. But I think just the topic in general is good, but I think the way they're leading into it, it doesn't seem like a PSA or anything, because Days usually doesn't do like social issues very well, but this could actually be a really good character-driven story because, you know, there's so much material there. I mean, here he's all angry with her, but he doesn't realize she's basically has a husband that's been MIA, and that's part of why Sierra's acting out. Because Bo's basically abandoned her, which I hate.
I hate that too. But I think another part of Sierra is she didn't ever receive the help she needed after she was kidnapped and held hostage.
There's just a whole lot of impressionable age
at that point.
I think another thing that would be interesting is that I think Aiden is probably overprotective of his son as well, and maybe that's because he lost a child as well, and that could be something that
he could be a single dad
who lost his first child too. I mean, there's a lot of bonding opportunity there, so
I think there's actually a lot of potential there for that story. So,
and they could also bring Sean Douglas back, since I've noticed they mentioned him a lot lately.
Yeah.
They have, and I love Sean Douglas and Belle. I love those two. And you've got Claire. Claire's out there somewhere, and isn't she older than Sierra, just barely? Isn't she almost the same age as Sierra? So, I mean, she could
she's like one and a half years older.
Yeah, so she could be sitting here trying to talk to Sierra.
Sierra was born in 2006.
Yeah. So I mean, she would be a great thing to bring on screen to talk to Sierra. You know, have the family come home for vacation or whatever. And you've got a few months to bring
Sean Douglas back because, like, he could like notice that, like his sister's being bullied and stuff, and that Hope's not doing a good job of being a parent. And he could say, "Hey, Mom, why aren't you dealing with it?" My sister properly.
Yeah. So many
I'm personally not that invested in them coming back, just because the Sean Douglas that I really mostly watched was Brandon Beamer, and I really wasn't that into him. And I wouldn't mind Belle coming back. I mean, I wouldn't mind. I guess I wouldn't mind. I mean, Kirsten Storms isn't going to come back because she's on GH when she comes back.
Well,
anyway,
when they brought Jen Lilly back, I thought it was for Belle at first.
Yeah, well, and I mean Martha Madison turned out to be really good. So I mean, they could bring Belle back, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they will.
Well, I think they could bring Sean Douglas.
I think the balance, like we said before, the balance is so good right now that
they don't need to bring anybody back.
they don't need to bring a ton of new characters on or old characters back right now. I don't know.
JJ could get invested into the Sierra storyline and try to help Sierra know that bullying is bad. Bullying, you know, because he's being bullied himself. So, you know, even JJ could get invested in that one and talk to Sierra. You know, there's so many layers that could be given. And again,
going back to Nick, Nick's being a bully with everybody, so that's tying into it as well.
And the stories are so intertwined that any of these characters could really jump into the Sierra storyline and try to help. You know, and then we got to see Caroline. Remember, I don't want to forget Caroline. That was pretty cool. Roman showed up at the pub to pick up Caroline, and Caroline was so proud of herself. She cleaned all the fryers for the first time since Nick left. And I was thinking when she delivered that line, so the fryers have been dirty since Nick left? That's a mighty long time.
Wow.
It was like, ew.
That means everybody's going to get food poisoning.
Yeah, but she came out all dirty and covered in grease and stuff, and he's like, Ma, we're supposed to be at the christening right now? So she's like, oh, yeah, and she talked about how she had a calendar, which I thought was really awesome, because they really haven't let go of the Alzheimer's storyline. And I know my grandmother, you know, in her age, she has a special calendar that we set out that my grandfather sets out every day, and he changes the day on it, and it's awesome because that is a tool that they use. So you know, I thought that was awesome that they brought that up and that we got to see Caroline. I just thought it was gross that they were cleaning out the fryers for the first time.
I felt kind of bad for Caroline because here she's the first time the grease traps and the whatever else were cleaned out since Nick's been gone, and he just came back. So darn it, she did all that work for nothing. She could have put it back to work.
Yeah, there you go. That's you.
And then my second question was, you waited how long to clean out the grease traps again? Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You waited
that.
How long to clean those out? Ew.
Yeah, that was weird.
But yeah, I'm glad they injected that as well. You know, like that kept
mm-hmm.
the story going. Yeah.
And then we've got a lot of scenes with Roman and Marlena that have happened in the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
It was nice to see Roman back on the screen. You know, like I said, they're integrating all the characters. They're actually utilizing all of their actors, and that is really awesome.
Yeah.
The only one I didn't see was Victor. That was kind of a bummer.
And Abe.
Victor and Abe, yeah. Victor and Abe. I guess they're babysitting.
Well, and I'm surprised, where the heck was I'm surprised that they did not have Maggie there at a Horton christening.
Oh, yeah, she was in Ariana.
You're right, she wasn't there either.
And Victor would have gone there for Sunny as well.
Yeah, and Victor and Maggie were not at home because Daniel had Brady going on the...
Why, there were a lot of people missing from that christening.
Oh, and
I
Justin
why
and Adrian weren't there either.
Justin and Adrian, where were they? But you know Victor
really...
and Maggie weren't at home because Daniel has Brady drunk on the couch. There's nobody else at the Kyriakos mansion.
I just think
so
that
where
was
were...
really odd that they didn't go all out with that. I mean, it's a huge reveal.
And they could have had Justin and Adrian there because we never see them anyway, and it would have been a great...
Yeah, that was just really weird. I just
that was
really
wrong.
Of all the people
yeah.
that weren't there, that was kind of strange.
I didn't think of that, but, yeah, you're right. You know, Maggie and Victor, maybe they had gone somewhere or done something, but Sonny's parents, you'd think they would be there.
I mean, they should be there. I mean, that's basically, for all intents and purposes, their grandchild. I mean,
yes.
That's just, and plus, you know, yeah, that just totally didn't make sense at all. I don't know.
And
so
they didn't even give an excuse for why they weren't there.
Huh? Yeah. We barely see Justin and Adrian anyway, and it would have been a great chance to see them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And honestly, I can't imagine any parent, especially as overprotective as Adrian is, I can't imagine any parent not being there for Sonny when he's standing up as godfather for basically their grandchild. I mean, it's basically, for all intents and purposes, their grandchild. So, Yeah. I can't imagine them not being there. That one's hard to grasp. Maybe they were there. We don't know they were there, and they'll be at the Panera Mansion at the, I don't know.
I don't know. Well, even if we didn't see them, they should have mentioned their names.
Well, yeah, you'd think. You'd think. They weren't even mentioned.
Also,
nobody asked, where's your mom and dad?
Yeah. And Justin and Adrian don't really like Nick either, and that would have been a great chance as well.
What's that? I keep hearing a TV.
Yeah, me too. Static.
I keep hearing a TV in the background. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what else happened besides the stuff we've already talked about.
So did that that guy working for Kristen just disappear, or what happened to him?
He took off on an airplane to Las Vegas, remember, and Hope said that from Vegas, you can get a connector flight to anywhere in the world. So we probably have seen the last of that person. I don't know. We may not have. But Hope made it pretty clear that from Vegas, he could have taken a flight anywhere. So, and, of course, EJ wants him dead at this point because you don't leave loose ends, and Stefano needs to hunt him down because he's worthless for what he's doing. So I don't imagine he's going to get very far, no matter where he is.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, unless they bring Kristen back along with him or something.
I don't see that happening. I don't know. I don't see a lot happening. I mean, it's all kind of hitting me. You know, like I said, it's keeping me speculating. I can't.
Well, I mean, if Kristen comes back pregnant with either Eric or Brady's baby.
Well, that was already a done deal. She thought she was pregnant with Eric's baby, remember? And Brady and her didn't have sex after that. So she thought she was pregnant, but she wasn't. So that's already been thrown into
the
water.
Well,
the
test would have been wrong.
Yeah, I just don't see them bringing Kristen back. That one I don't see.
Did you guys say something? I thought I heard something about a depiva.
Is that what?
We got another person coming in. I guess her name is DePaiva.
Eve Donovan.
Donovan.
Oh.
That's Shane's daughter who raised holy hell back in her day.
Okay.
She makes Teresa look like a saint.
Okay.
Eve Donovan that left Salem makes Teresa look like a saint. So
yeah,
she'll be
back
on screen as of May.
That's a big age difference, isn't it?
Yeah, except for the actress who plays her is only 6 years younger than Charles. So they didn't bring back Charlotte Root, who's the one who did the Eve Donovan the last time. As a matter of fact, Cassie as a blonde looks like an older Sammy. There were a lot of people really worried when they first released the news that Cassie was taking over a role at Gaze. There was a lot of people actually worried that Cassie was a recast for Sammy. So, you know, but then again, Teresa, Jen Lilly was blonde too when she took over the role. So, I mean, they could change her hair. They could do all kinds of stuff with her to make her look more the part. But as it stands right now, the Cassie that we've seen and known and loved does not seem to fit as a relative to Shane Donovan. So.
Well.
And now with Allison Sweeney leaving, they'll probably make Eve the lead actress of the show.
I think Nicole's the lead actress already. I mean, at this point, I think Nicole's got it handled.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think Nicole's got that one handled.
Plus, they could always bring back Chloe and fix her. the way they've ruined her character seems to be fixed.
I think they've got a great balance where they're at right now. I don't think they need to bring back a lot of characters. I think they've got a good balance where they're at right now. I don't think they need to bring back Kristen. I don't think they need to bring back anybody. I think they've got a great balance, and if you're going to bring back somebody, it needs to be somebody just to be a supporting role to the characters and the character storylines that they have going. I think they've got a great balance those last 2 weeks. I really think they've balanced everything. It's
It'll be nice to see some old faces back. That's all.
Well, yeah, it'd always be nice to see the old faces back, but, you know, as we see with Eve Donovan, you're not going to get the old faces back. You're going to get a new person taking over that role. I'd rather not try to spend another 3 months learning who this character is. I'd rather peel the onion that we've started here and see the layers. Does that make sense?
Yes. So, okay. So they're not going to recast Sammy. They're not going to do anything. So that's going to screw up Jamie. So.
Well, we don't know if they're recasting or what they're going to do. We just know that
When Allie sat and did the interview on Ellen, she said she hopes they wouldn't recast Sammy. And what Anna and I were talking about at the beginning of the show was, I really can't see them recasting Sammy at all, because Allison Sweeney has had that role for 22 years. By the time she goes off the air,
if they ever did recast Sammy, they would have to like wait a few years before doing it. It wouldn't be like with Will changing it.
They can't change her instantly, and something would have to drastically happen, like Sammy, like, you know, and honestly, something drastic happening, they've already done that, tried that, and it didn't work, and that was with Philip, okay? It didn't work. It did not work for me. It didn't work for a lot of people. For somebody who's held that character for so long, I just can't see them recasting it. I disagree about being a bad thing for Ijami, because Ijami has had everything at this point that they ever wanted, except for the wedding, which still could happen between now and before Allison Sweeney leaves. That could be when Nick reveals all, you know, after the wedding. It could happen after the wedding, not during the wedding. Please, let's at least finish the wedding out for Ijami's sake. Ijami's had everything. And up until this last 2 weeks, Ijami's, and I'm one of them, they were always waiting for that triumphant moment when Sammy finally realizes she loves EJ. And that moment came this last 2 weeks.
So what happens now? What do you do with EJ?
You know, honestly, as much of an EJammy as I am, I hope that the falling out of EJammy is not Sammy leaving EJ again, because that has been played over and over and over and over again. I'm hoping that for once EJ tells Sammy to take a hike. I know that's bad, but we obviously know Sammy's not going to be sticking around, so if it's going to have to go down at all, I really hope EJ is the one to do it.
I don't think it would happen that way. I don't think
it'll happen that way either, but if it were...
Well, but the only why I say that is because EJ... has done enough dirt. He doesn't have the right, really. And you know, another thing that comes to my mind is I'm sitting here thinking about the kids. Now,
yeah, that's true. I don't know what's going to happen with the kids. So, honestly, thinking about the kids, I'd have to say that Sammy'd have to die. Don't you think?
Or EJ just gets custody of kids.
Leave EJ brokenhearted. I don't want to see the custody battle again.
I don't want to see Sammy die either.
I don't want to see that either. I don't want to see anything to do with Sammy leaving, but the bottom line is she has to go.
Or maybe she could disguise herself as a man again.
Oh, God,
no. Bring back Stan.
No.
I don't want to go there again.
I would much rather see her leave town for
what?
A job opportunity. I don't know. I would rather see her.
Sammy would never leave her kids. Sammy would never leave her kids. Now, did anybody catch how close Sammy and Lucas were at the christening?
What's that?
No, I must have missed that.
Did you miss that? Yeah, they panned in to Lucas holding Ariana, and Sammy put her arm around Lucas and snuggled even closer. In a happy moment.
They're going to do like a Lucas-Cheryl triangle? Lucas-Sammy-Cheryl?
You know what? I really don't know what they're going to do at this point. Everything is so speculation.
Like maybe EJ and Sammy will break up and Lucas and Sam will get back together and then just leave town.
I don't know. I mean, Jammies have had, it's been 7 years, and we've seen a lot of awesome scenes between EJ and Sammy. And, and this last 2 weeks we've seen Sammy profess her love for EJ, which was a huge, huge step that Jammies needed. We all wanted to see Sammy profess her love. Sammy had to choose EJ. She had to decide that she actually loved EJ, and she did that these last 2 weeks. Honestly, anything they do with them right now is kind of a dollar short and a day late.
Well, I'm kind of sitting here. I'm thinking, because Allison never said that she was retiring. She said she was leaving days, which means that she, at some point,
she could always be recurring. She could always come back.
Yeah, she could always come back. So,
But they would still have to write her off before her coming back.
So,
even if she does come back.
So what do you do? Because killing her off.
I think that's up
maybe
in the air
putting
for
her
everybody.
In a coma. Her in a coma.
There's another option. You could put her into a coma.
She
wants to go out.
Just put her in a coma for a few years, and then she comes back out of the coma.
Either way, EJ is going to be heartbroken and need a little Abby to keep him occupied. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I love you, Jammie. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Nick will get revenge by sending Sammy down the river? I don't know.
I just know I need to lock on my doors tonight because I've got a lot of people that are going to hate me by the end of the show.
Okay, so has she already left the show already?
No, she leaves in May. She's filming till May. So she won't be, her last film date will be in May. And that's what we were discussing earlier. Her last film date, according to her interview with Soap Opera Digest, will be May, which would take us to September if you went by the four-month schedule. But that doesn't mean that she can't film a whole bunch of episodes in May because she told Ellen she'd be on the air until the end of the year, through the year. And I can't imagine her wanting to leave before her 22nd anniversary as far as air date goes.
Yeah.
So
they could always stretch out her episodes.
That's what I'm saying. They can stretch out the episodes that she films before she leaves. Yeah. But we don't have a final air date for her.
Okay. Okay. What about James Scott? Has he signed a new contract?
As far as I know, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about him leaving. His contract wouldn't be up till, April or May or June or something?
It wouldn't be a while yet.
James
anyway.
Got to leave just because she's leaving.
I know, but I'm just, you know.
I mean, if I'm gonna lose Allison Sweeney and Sammy, I don't want to lose EJ too. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean,
it wouldn't really be fair
to James Scott to go just because.
It wouldn't be fair to James Scott. It wouldn't. You know, I know a lot of people are talking about how can we have EJ and Sammy ride off into the sunset with their happily ever after. You know, that would be really nice and all, but that wouldn't be fair to James Scott.
Yeah.
Who really wants both actors gone? I mean, it wouldn't be fair. So we need to support everybody, not just one.
Yeah, I understand, but you know, I'm hoping and praying that these writers come up with a very creative way of writing her off. And not kill her off, because I mean that has been overdone. I mean, they could have did Lexi totally different. They didn't have to kill her off. You can't bring that character back. You can't recast that character at all.
Mm-hmm.
That character
not Lexi. That character is gone.
And so you know, you don't want to do that to Sammy. You know, that's what I'm saying, you know, because she would have a reason to come back. She has children, you know.
Yes, she does. And you know what? I honestly, you know, just to be honest, I think that the whole Sammy, Allison Sweeney leaving is just a huge controversy, and it leaves everybody without Sammy. I mean, that's all we can say. I mean, it leaves everybody without Sammy. And I'd hate... Why am I the only person? Anna, help me here before I get killed. It's a big controversy.
What?
Just... I don't know. The whole Sammy leaving thing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they're going to wrap that up. I really don't. I don't want to kill her off, though.
Just watch and see, I guess.
I don't want them to kill her off, though.
I don't want them to
maybe,
do anything with
you know,
her,
maybe
but...
it'll be one of those things like Robin on GH where they keep kidnapping, you know, some Demira plot or something will happen and they'll kidnap her for a while or something. I don't know. But I would hate to see Sammy killed off. I mean, I know they could
still
bring
like
her back.
Yeah, either like Stefano kidnaps her or Nick kidnaps her or...
Yeah, Nick could kidnap her. That could be a big one.
Yeah.
There's so much that could be done. Allison Sweeney herself doesn't know how they're going to do it yet. So, I mean,
like her last scene could be like off somewhere with Nick, having him.
She said Sammy deserves like a Breaking Bad.
She deserves a break. That's what she did say on Ellen, that Sammy deserves a Breaking Bad ending.
Well, I never watched Breaking Bad, so I have no idea what that means.
Basically, at the end of Breaking Bad, he's killed, and I don't want to... And actually, in Albuquerque, they made an actual gravestone for the Breaking Bad character. He went out with a bang, let me tell you. The city of Albuquerque actually erected a tombstone for him. So... you know, I think that's the way Allison Sweeney was trying to make it sound, is if she'd prefer that Sammy got killed off, then,
well,
you know, she definitely doesn't want it recast. Nobody does.
Sure.
No.
To completely change the subject for a second.
Thank you.
Don't forget, KO's air date starts airing on
Friday.
On Friday. So everybody tune in Friday for that.
Well, speaking of GH, what do you think about Obrecht being the chief of staff?
What? I'm like 2 or 3 weeks behind right now. I've got a bunch on my DVR, so
Dr. Obrecht
is
the chief of staff of the hospital.
I don't see that happening.
Victor Cassadine's behind it all.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
I love her,
and I can hardly wait to see. I hope she's in scenes with Victor Cassadine, because I I think
well, she's
she and
talking
Teo
on the phone to some mystery person. We don't know who it is.
I,
and she
I think
keeps
she
saying,
and Teo could be
oh,
very
the
entertaining.
Had no choice to hire
I've
me.
Been hoping for
staff.
Like weeks, I've been tweeting that like I hope that somehow Victor and Dr. O are in scenes together because I think they could be really fun together.
Well, I think
Dr.
she is in
o.
cahoots with him because she keeps talking on the phone to the guy saying, oh, the hospital had no choice to hire me as chief of staff.
That's
she keeps
funny.
Going around and demanding orders to the hospital staff.
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty
that's
funny.
Crazy.
Who
so
is
you're
Dr.
going to have
o?
To definitely watch those.
They're talking about General Hospital, Kenneth.
Who is Dr. O?
Oh, Dr. Obrecht, the woman that was helping Faison kidnap Robin, and she was obsessed with Faison and hates Anna because Faison was obsessed with Anna.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah, she has like that Swedish, German, whatever accent.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I have to catch up on that. I'm kind of behind. Really behind.
I'm really behind, too.
Yeah, so GH was good this week as well with Dr. Obrecht demanding orders to everybody. And I think Victor Cat.
Okay, well, quick fashion review before we, I don't know if we have much else to talk about.
I don't know if we're
I
still
thought,
taping. I don't know. We're like over we're 2 hours and 15 minutes
yeah,
now. I guess
so
we're still recording.
I was thinking before we go off the air, I want to make sure that we do a quick fashion review. Abby looked absolutely amazingly brilliant, sophisticated, gorgeous at the christening. I loved her outfit. I loved her hairstyle. The makeup on Days of Our Lives, I have to give a shout-out to Nick Shallis because it has been absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Everybody's makeup has been just...
I think it's Scalacci.
Scalacci, yeah. I can never pronounce it.
Skill something, but yeah. So he's done a great job.
Lauren Coslow's husband has done an awesome
yes.
job. Awesome
yes.
job. Everybody's makeup just looks tremendously, just a thousand times better than I've seen in the past. Like I said, Hope had the purple finger instead of all the red ones. I'm stuck on Abby this week because Abby's leather skirt at the christening, it was gorgeous, and the free flowing shirt that just matched it so perfectly. It had a slit all the way up the side, and her boots. Oh my gosh, they were to die for. She had the little ankle boots. Kate Manzi's so short compared to James Scott that she's got like these, you know, 28-inch heels on, and she's still short. But they were gorgeous. Jennifer's hairstyle going into the christening was absolutely. I loved it. I got to figure out how to do it on my daughter because it had a braid going over the top. I did not, however, like Sammy when she did profess her love to EJ and was waiting around for EJ to get home. She had that little, I don't know, my daughter hasn't worn it since she was six, but there was this little braid coming off the side of her head that wasn't even clipped. And so she kind of, and a little cheerleader type shirt, it just didn't work for me. Trying to think, Kate, oh my gosh, I have never seen anybody be able to pull it off the way Lauren Coslow does. Wow. You had the polka dotted jacket with a different polka dotted skirt. It was really, I mean, normally on anybody else I would have said, oh my gosh, who would do that, but it was perfect for Kate. So Lauren Coslow just wore it well, let me tell you. Yes, I had a lot of fashion critiques this week. oh, I'm so horrible. What else was there? We got to see JJ in a suit. He actually cleans up really nice. Um, I want to say, I almost said Gin Lily, but
Teresa.
Teresa has been, she's been really looking nice recently, her outfits, everything. And again, like I said, the makeup has been tremendous on everybody. Brady, he plays drunk like no one else. Let me say, amazing.
He's a funny mad drunk.
Oh, he's amazing. There was something else I had. Marlena wearing the hot pink against everybody else's dark colors. It's winter, not spring or summer. I kind of didn't go for that very much. The dress was gorgeous, but it would have been more pretty at an Easter celebration. Everybody was wearing purple and black to the except for Marlena and Kate. Marlena had a bright pink dress on, and Marlena and Kate had a red and black outfit on. Everybody else was in purples and blacks, and I guess that's about it. There was a lot more, but I don't remember it all. I was making notes, and I those are the ones that stood out in my head: Kate and Abby and Kate blew me away with the Lauren Coswell just blows me away every day, but her outfit was just it blew me away. She pulled it off so nicely. She was awesome.
Yep, she's always awesome.
So is that
it?
I think that's about
it.
Does anybody else have anything to air or say? Air.
No, just my usual. I love you guys, and you know,
love you too.
I love you. I love what y'all do, and y'all are such awesome people. And just thank you, all of you.
Hey, that's one person that doesn't want to kill me.
Even all the guests, just for allowing me into your space for just a moment.
Aww.
And Carrie, I can't thank you enough, Carrie, and for all you girls, for all everything that you guys do. The small things go the distance, and I appreciate it. And follow me if those of you that are not, and I will follow you guys. My Twitter handle is KBSoul365, and you can also find me on Facebook at Kenneth Gaddy. That's my name.
And don't forget to watch you Wednesday night on American Idol.
We'll be looking for you.
So I appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you guys about that and my experience. And
yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We're on this train together, so we're gonna ride it until we ain't got no more tracks.
Yeah, that's right, Kenneth.
The
KB Soul
train.
We got at least two more years now, right?
At least two more, and I look forward to all of the directions in which it will go. Hopefully, and this is kind of far-fetched, but one of my dreams is to kind of make an appearance on there. But, stranger things have happened.
But that would be so awesome.
My career is really starting to take off, and I'm so happy about that. And so, who knows? But I enjoy you girls, and whatever I'm doing, I'm making sure that my girls are on it, baby.
Well, we love you, Kenneth.
I love you more.
Y'all
have a good one,
okay? And Jamie, we're so glad you called in.
Oh, thank you.
Good to hear from you, too. Yeah. So, Carrie, are you still there?
Yeah. Carrie?
Yeah, you're Carrie.
Did we put Carrie to sleep?
Is she coughing some more?
Did she mute herself?
Did we put her to, Did we put her? Did you mute yourself,
She's
Carrie?
She's got the button. She's got a button. I don't have a button.
I can get the button in case Carrie did.
Okay,
asleep,
are you in there?
I'm not in there, but I can get in there.
We're all pros here.